Com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll free here on this live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. Want to, before we get into the topic for this evening, which is smoking crack, talk about our brand new affiliates. Welcome first to WKRO in Cairo. It's Cairo, Illinois. WKRO there is a simulcast of one of our existing affiliates, WRIK in Paducah, Kentucky, which is somewhat nearby to Cairo. So welcome aboard to everybody listening there. Also, WPGG, also known as WPG Talk Radio 1450 AM in Atlantic City. So
awesome.
Great new stations on board. Welcome. If you're new to the show, you will probably determine fairly quickly that Free Talk Live is pretty different from your standard cookie-cutter conservative or progressive talk show. We don't really fit into those molds, but yet the show appears on both conservative and progressive talk stations across the country.
If you don't understand something, feel free to call in. But you'll see over time, most people won't call in, it's just the nature of talk radio. You'll see over time that our message is extraordinarily consistent. And that's something you just don't get out of talk radio. They're really good at pointing out the flaws on the other team. Oh, that red team over there, they're a bunch of bigots or whatever. And oh, that blue team over there, they're financially illiterate. Whatever it is, they're always very good at pointing out the other team. But man, are they myopic when it comes to their own faults.
So we're here to take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. We call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're here live. We do it 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 o'clock at night, Eastern Time, are our live hours. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. And we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're going to actually go right to the phones here. The pizza guy is on the line in Fargo, North Dakota. Pizza guy, you're on the air. Pizza guy, okay. Going once. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Go ahead, sir. You are on.
Yeah, conversations we had, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, incrementalism, morality, subjectivity, objectivity. It was awesome. I loved hearing it. And I kind of wanted to see if I could maybe strike a balance and put a bridge between the two of you. And I think where a lot of the discrepancy, you know, where Ian's like, oh, it's all subjective, and Mark's like, no, but there's, you know, one objective reality that's going to exist. And I think the problem is, and it's centered around this fact that it is, like Ian says, it's all about values. And the issue is that the very thing that you are valuing, that is to say your life, is the thing that is the instrument for which you use to value, right? So to value your life, you must use your life because you are your biology, you are the instrument, right? And so that's where we get into such a heavy discord. And so in a way, you're both right, right? Because as far as the instrument is concerned, it is completely relative to the instrument. But as far as logic is concerned, there's really only one way that it can all be set up in a rational, consistent way. And I had alluded to this earlier, and this is my point, and then I'll let you guys go, is that you need to break it into maybe two categories, immorality and negative morality and positive morality, whereas positive morality is things to do which are good. That's aesthetic.
Right.
That's like vanilla, chocolate. These are choices that are aesthetic.
Well, wait, who determines what's good?
Society.
What's that mean?
No, that's why it's aesthetics, right? But it's not who chooses what's good that's important. It's who chooses what's bad. And that's the issue at hand, is that what is bad must be universal, right? In such a way that it crowds out what is good. So what is good? Keeping kids off crack? Yeah, okay, that's probably good. But I can't say that that's really an aesthetic choice. That's something you need to choose. Do you want to live in a world with children with crack, smoking crack, right? That's completely aesthetic. And so there is no reality there. It's completely subjective. But what
there's
is
no
bad,
reality it, there. It's completely
it's
subjective.
Kills, it's
You're losing me
children.
A little bit there.
But it's killing each each other. That's completely objective. Because if I kill you, you can't value anything, right? And so mm-hmm. and so that's the logic that's involved. The very instrument to value is what you're valuing. The instrument is valuing itself. And that's called the meta, right? And that's a problem. And this is called postmodernism, if you want to look into it. And that's kind of the rabbit hole you're falling down in, is what all of intellesthesia fell into for like the 1900s. It's called postmodernism. And there's now postmodernism.
Who's falling in the rabbit hole?
Sorry, Ian.
You are. You're falling where, and everything's relative and nothing's real. But, I mean, that's kind of true, but like...
Yeah, kind of is.
No. Okay, so maybe there is no reality, but it certainly seems like it is. Right?
It's very persistent.
If we take all of our absolutes where we're like, oh, man, it's definitely this way, and just replace our language with it is this way, with it's likely to be this way, mm-hmm. then you get out of the trap. So just
you could say that it's likely that most, you know, that these things are the most moral choices. You could make that that claim. Sure. You can make observations about reality. Of course, they're all subjective.
In order to soften your raging postmodernism, what I suggest you do is anytime you hear somebody make any kind of an absolute claim, just assume. Because it's going to lubricate your interaction with them and make it a more positive one, which is, I think, ultimately what you want. Positive interaction.
Pizza Guy, you've been listening to this show for years now. When has Ian ever tried to lubricate his interactions with people? I mean, Ian does, for a guy who believes the world's subjective, works very, very hard to bend the world to his point of view.
I'm not trying to bend
the heck
anything.
You don't. Who's we? You know,
why
every
would
time
I try to bend anything to my point of view,
I
have my point of view. It's the people that want to force their will on me that are trying to bend things.
Mm.
This is the common excuse from. Oh, he dropped out the line. There are certain people who claim here in Keene that, oh, that Ian, you're trying to force your view on everybody. You and you free stater types, you're trying to force your view on everybody, which is, of course, ridiculous. The liberty viewpoint is not force. It is not one that embraces force. It's one that, in point of fact, explicitly rejects the idea of force, but to these people, it's force when you say things they don't like. If you hold a video camera in public, there's a group of people who protest Free Keene, or they've done it a few times at least in Central Square here, and they feel, some of them, at least one or two of them, feel as though that if you point a video camera at them, that that's tantamount to pointing a gun. At them. And if you ask a government bureaucrat some questions that they don't like, but that's coercion as well. And so no amount of, essentially they're pointing at free speech and saying that that's equivalent to violence. I mean, it's a ridiculous position.
Well, what they're saying is you're entering their world and mm-hmm. changing their reality in a way that they do not wish.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that's what they're referring to.
Right.
I would contend...
Everything was fine before you got here.
Though. When you step out in public, and by public, I mean not your property, not the property of friends, not the property of other people, but property that is claimed to be owned by, you know, a municipality or a state or a government agency. Public, you put yourself at risk of running across people that are going to change your reality in ways that you may or may not, but, you know, you can call it people watching.
You can't avoid change. And to anybody who thinks that they're going to just keep things as they are for the rest of the time that they're alive, it's just pure fantasy.
There was a conversation going on prior to the end of slavery in the South about essentially theft of people's property. These abolitionists were attempting to steal. We're talking about people's property being stolen. I mean, they were attempting to steal people's property by talking about
slaves, you mean.
But, right. That's exactly what it was. That, you know, this is theft. Just talking about human freedom is theft from me because I own humans. And that's it's a mixed up, crazy position to take.
Yeah, and hopefully, with enough persuasion, some people who might think this way, against the ideas of freedom will come around to understanding that they were mistaken in the same way that people came around to understanding that they were mistaken about the ideas of slavery. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and some would say that smoking crack is tantamount to slavery, that you are a slave to the crack cocaine. But some science is showing maybe that's not the case. And I have to say, I found this pretty stunning. I mean, even as somebody who understands drug culture, I was shocked by this. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You bring up anything. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onion, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll free live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do to get the last week's, the last month, the last year's worth of shows, more than that, going back to 2006, is just go and click and download at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy that on us. And by the way, ProXPN.com is one of the new sponsors of this program. I have to say, I like the service, the concept, the idea. It's simple, and it works. I've got it on my laptop, and it makes it so that my information, as I send it from the network card, the wireless network card on my laptop, that it is encrypted. And it's basically all of it is encrypted by ProXPN software, sent to ProXPN servers, and I can choose which server I want to use, New York City, Dallas, Seattle, L.A., and some international servers as well. And then when it arrives at their server, they then do the requesting of the website or whatever it is that I'm looking to get on the Internet. So essentially, the websites that I would go to wouldn't even know my location. They would think my location is Dallas, Texas.
What's the advantage of that?
Well, that could be very advantageous if, for instance, you're in a country or a location where your location is affecting your Internet service. So, for instance, if you have restrictions on your Internet, your ISP, maybe they're banning you from using torrents, for instance, or perhaps there's just a regional restriction on content like you might get in China. ProXPN will get you around those things, or it could be as simple as you know, block at your workplace. Maybe they block your favorite website through their blocking system. You can get around that with ProXPN.
With the NSA spying and all that stuff, people are concerned about encryption right now. And so, I mean, this helps with that, right?
It absolutely does. It protects you from snooping types like government types, as well as just your average hacker that could be on the same Wi-Fi network.
Chances are probably more that you'll get hacked in some way and get your identity stolen, but still, it's either way, it helps.
You can go right now to ProXPN.com and get signed up for their free account. They have over 2 million free accounts, so these guys are serious business. ProXPN.com/FTL, I should say. That'll indicate that you're coming from Free Talk Live, and we appreciate if you do that. ProXPN.com/FTL, and when you're ready to sign up, use code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And that breaks it down. It can break it down as low as $5 per month for this service. If you buy the year package with a 20% off, $5 a month for peace of mind. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up with our code FTL20. We continue here. Your calls about whatever you want certainly are always welcome. I wanted to talk about smoking crack. It's something I've never done. I'm not interested in doing smoking, the smoking of crack or any kind of smoking of crack or meth. Those things sound really scary and horrible. But maybe it's not as horrible as it's been made out to be. I mean, the kind of the typical caricature, I guess, of the crack smoker is somebody who smokes the crack. They run out. They go and get more crack because as soon as they're out of the crack, they've got to have more, instantaneously.
Sounds right.
Before you know it, they're turning tricks on the streets to get more crack. They're selling, they're pawning everything they have in their home to get more crack.
I think I've heard stories like that, sure.
We had a co-host who told a story about her crack addiction at one time in the past, and it was very much like that story. So it's not to say that those stories don't exist, but there's some interesting science that's being done in this area, and the New York Times has a story. It's called The Rational Choices of Crack Addicts. Now, Carl Hart from Columbia University saw crack's effects firsthand, grew up in poverty, watched relatives become crack addicts, living in squalor and stealing from their own mothers. Childhood friends ended up in prisons and morgues. Those addicts seemed enslaved by crack, like laboratory rats that couldn't stop pressing the lever for cocaine even as they were starving to death. The cocaine was providing such powerful dopamine stimulation that the brain's reward center, that the addicts couldn't resist taking another hit. At least that's was how it looked to Dr. Hart when he started his research center, or rather in his career in the 1990s. Like other scientists, he hoped to find a neurological cure to addiction, some mechanisms for blocking that dopamine activity in the brain so that people wouldn't succumb to the otherwise irresistible craving for cocaine, heroin, and other powerfully addictive drugs. But then when he began studying the addicts, he saw that the drugs weren't so irresistible after all. 80 to 90% of people who use crack and methamphetamine don't get addicted, said Dr. Hart, an associate professor of psychology.
Really?
And the small number who do become addicted are nothing like the popular caricatures. Dr. Hart recruited addicts by advertising in the Village Voice, offering them a chance to make $950 while smoking crack made from pharmaceutical-grade cocaine. I mean, if you want to smoke some crack, that's the way to do it, right? You're not getting some sort of questionable street product cut by who knows what dealers along the chain with who knows what cutting agent.
I suppose.
You're getting pharmaceutical-grade crack. Most of the respondents, like the addicts that he knew growing up in Miami, were black men from low-income neighborhoods. To participate, they had to live in a hospital ward for several weeks during the experiment. At the start of each day, as researchers watched behind a one-way mirror, a nurse would place a certain amount of crack in a pipe, the dose varied daily, and light it. While smoking, the participant was blindfolded so he couldn't see the size of that day's dose. Then, after that sample of crack to start the day, each participant would be offered more opportunities during the day to smoke the same dose of crack. But each time the offer was made, the participants could also opt for a different reward that they could collect when they eventually left the hospital. Sometimes the reward was $5 in cash. Sometimes it was a $5 voucher for merchandise at a store. When the dose of crack was fairly high, the subject would typically choose to keep smoking crack during the day. But when the dose was smaller, he was more likely to pass it up for the $5 in cash or the voucher. They didn't fit the caricature of the drug addict who can't stop once he gets a taste, said the doctor. When they were given an alternative to crack, they made rational economic decisions. When methamphetamine replaced crack as the great drug scourge in the United States, Dr. Hart brought meth addicts into his laboratory for similar experiments.
Pharmaceutical-grade crank.
Well, they actually sell pharmaceutical-grade meth. That's another story, though. And the results showed similarly rational
decisions. All these things sound funny to me. You don't hear this term. You've heard pharmaceutical-grade cocaine,
yeah,
and maybe even pharmaceutical-grade heroin, but pharmaceutical-grade crack?
Pharmaceutical-grade meth, I believe, is called Desoxin. I believe we've actually talked about it in the past.
I think so.
He also found that when he raised the alternative reward to $20, every single addict of meth and crack alike chose the cash. Now, remember, they knew they wouldn't receive that cash until the experiment ended weeks later. So it wasn't like they were getting the cash right then to go, well, buy some crack, right? Or whatever. They were willing to pass up the immediate high for the future cash reward. Those findings made Dr. Hart rethink what he'd seen while growing up. As he relates in his new book, High Price, it's a fascinating combination of memoir and social science, wrenching scenes of deprivation and violence accompanied by a calm analysis of historical data and laboratory results. He tells horrifying stories. His mother attacked with a hammer, his father doused with a pot full of boiling syrup.
Jeez.
But then he looks for the statistically significant trend. And we will come back with more about crack smoking, rational decisions. Why is it that people appear to be so hopelessly addicted to crack cocaine? What's the other factor that we're not yet discussing here? 855-453.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about a fascinating story out of the New York Times about the rational choices of crack addicts. Science here is showing, or at least some studies here are showing, that crack and methamphetamine may not be as addictive as people have been thinking. And I have to say, I'm pretty surprised by this myself. We'll continue in moments. You're welcome to share your experiences at 855-450-FREE. And also, we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm.
One thing I'm addicted to is checking the price of Bitcoin online. I, for whatever reason, like to check that on a daily basis. And if you've heard about bitcoins, you know that they're a new currency that's not tied to national borders. It's what they call a virtual currency, but all currencies are virtual these days. There's far more dollars in existence on computers than there are in as little green papers, little green pieces of paper. So that doesn't really distinguish it in any way. But another thing that distinguishes it is since it's not tied to a national border, that means that a country can't manipulate the currency. Anybody who spends any time looking at how currency is manipulated in the United States and, frankly, around the world, will see that governments, when they manipulate the currency, abuse it. And that's a horrifying thing when you see how they abuse it. And this country, no better. All anybody has to do is think back, 10 years ago, bread was like a quarter of what it is now. So anyway, the government's messing with the currency. Bitcoins makes it so they can't, or at least they can't mess with Bitcoins. If you want to get into Bitcoins, it's kind of hard to turn cash into Bitcoins, or it has been recently. But now, there's a new company. It's called CashIntoCoins.com. It's fast. It's safe. It's legal. It's easy. It's inexpensive. And the best part, the customer service is their top priority. Because that hasn't really been the case sometimes with some of these companies that turn cash into Bitcoins. With cash into Bitcoins, you can trust them. You can go to any Wells Fargo in the U.S. and any credit union, most credit unions, I should say, and deposit money.
This is brand new, this credit union thing. Yep. It's not even on his website yet. So I'd be careful advertising that because the actual instructions for that are not public.
I think the instructions are on the website.
I'm looking right now. I wish they were, but I don't see it.
I think that they're on a portion of the website.
Okay.
That's what he said. Anyway. The guy's name's Will.
You can go works, though. Daryl Perry, you gave him instructions over email, apparently, that were sent to you about this. I guess maybe Daryl was one of the test cases. And it worked.
Yep.
He did this. But there's some buzz about cashintocoins.com right now.
Indeed. They give great customer service. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the way to do it, cashintocoins.com. If you've got a Wells Fargo anywhere in your area, just go check them out. Like I said, fast, safe, legal, easy.
Yeah, I'm excited about announcing the credit union details when it's actually. I feel like you jumped the gun there, Mark. That's all. I think you jumped.
It's
the
my
gun.
Understanding. It's available.
But okay, I could be wrong. I'm there right
so
now.
So can you?
Are you on the website?
No, I'm not. But that doesn't mean that it's right on the front page.
I've been through several pages.
All right.
So 855 450 free. Please go to cashintocoins.com. I think you're going to like it. We've gotten all positive reviews thus far from the people that have come back at us here. So we've been talking about crack smoking. And apparently the information that you've been receiving over the years about smoking crack may have been less than accurate. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, what are these guys talking about crack smoking for? I mean, this is a nationally syndicated radio show. Are you guys really promoting the smoking of crack cocaine?
No.
And the answer is absolutely not. This is a dangerous drug. It can cause, you know, heart attacks in users. This is not something that I would recommend at all. However, it's interesting to know how things work the way they work, why people behave the way they do, why is it that crack smokers have been perceived as these hopeless addicts that once they smoke the crack, they're addicted forever.
Right, just throw them away as a human being.
And as it turns out, maybe it's not the crack after all, because the studies that one Dr. Hart has done, and he's at Columbia University, have found that the crack addict, when given the alternative, and this is in a hospital environment where they stayed for weeks and were given the chance to smoke crack, or given the chance to take a $20 or $5 reward, they picked the $20 reward almost every time. In fact, when they increase it from $5 to $20, every single addict of meth and crack alike chose the cash rather than to smoke the crack. So if crack and meth were so profoundly addictive,
they wouldn't take
$20 to
forego it.
Right, and remember, the money would have come later. The money was going to come after the study was done, after weeks of being in the hospital. So it was not an immediate gratification either. Of cash. So he wrote a book about it, High Price, and he's, you know, knows all of these horrible stories because he grew up in poverty. He saw these crack addicts and how they behaved. He noted that some children were abandoned by crack-addicted parents, but many families, and this, by the way, the New York Times, but many families in his neighborhood were torn apart before crack, including his own. He was raised largely by his grandmother. Yes, his cousins became destitute crack addicts living in a shed, but they had dropped out of school and had been unemployed long before crack came along. There seemed to be at least as many, if not more, cases in which illicit drugs played little or no role than there were situations in which their pharmacological effects seemed to matter. He wrote, he's now 46, crack and meth may be especially troublesome in some poor neighborhoods in rural areas, but not because the drugs themselves are so potent. He says if you're living in a poor neighborhood deprived of options, there's a certain rationality to keep taking a drug that will give you some temporary pleasure, he said in an interview, arguing that the caricature of enslaved crack addicts comes from a misinterpretation of the famous rat experiments. The key factor is the environment, whether you're talking about humans or rats. The rats that keep pressing the lever to receive cocaine are the ones who are stressed out because they've been raised in solitary conditions and have no other options. But when you enrich their environment, give the rats access to sweets and let them play with other rats, then they stop pressing the lever. There's something else worth living for in that case. I mean, if you were living in a boring cage all your life and being fed through a water bottle all the time, and that's all you knew, and then you could get some crack, you'd probably smoke the hell out of it because you had nothing else that you knew.
It's hope.
It's something.
It's hope that people need in their lives.
That people, right.
You know,
I meant the crack was hope.
No, the kids. Well, I mean, the crack is something. It's something fun to do. Yeah, you can hope for the crack because it gives you some positive
respite.
Yeah, some positive thing in your life. This is, you know, I was talking with a friend about winning the lottery. I have no desire to win the lottery. Mm-hmm. I don't want that kind of money because I don't see the hope there. I don't understand what life would be like with that kind of money. So, you know, I don't play. I don't have any desire to win.
Well, it is interesting looking, I mean, as an aside, looking at lottery winners and then how they go about handling the winnings. And, of course, many of them become
I don't think
broke.
They have hope.
They become broke right after they, you know, not
doesn't
long
take
afterwards.
Long.
Because
yeah.
if you don't know how to handle money, then you're not going to be able, if you're not good at managing your money now, you're not going to be good at managing it when it's $1 million.
Yep.
Or 50 million.
And neither are the people around you that want you to give it to them.
Drug warriors may be skeptical of the man's work, but other scientists are impressed. Carl's overall argument is persuasive and driven by the data, says a psychologist at the University of Kentucky who studies stimulant abuse. He's not saying that drug abuse isn't harmful, but he's showing that drugs don't turn people into lunatics. They can stop using drugs when provided with alternative reinforcers. A similar assessment comes from Dr. David Nutt, an expert on drug abuse in Britain.
Now, I want to know about, you know, just because they can stop taking a dose, that doesn't mean the addiction isn't present. But take a look at cigarettes for a second. You know, people can continue on with their lives while smoking cigarettes. They're thoroughly addicted to these things, but...
Right, but if you're in a hospital if you're in a hospital environment with free crack available to you at all times, and you turn down all the free crack for $20 time after time after time over a period of several weeks, are you that addicted to it?
I think that
did that $20 just break your addiction?
It would be interesting. It would be interesting to see if $20 over and over again how that would go with for cigarette smokers. $20 is, you know, $20, man.
Right, right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. David Nutt is one of the British experts on drug abuse. He says, I have a great deal of sympathy with these views. Addiction always has a social element, and this is magnified in societies with little in the way of work or other ways to find fulfillment. The toll-free number here, maybe you want to explain your story with drug addiction. You're certainly welcome to do that. We're not advocating the use of these drugs, just trying to investigate why it is that people become addicted to these things. It turns out it's not likely the drug itself. It's their conditions of living.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about meth addiction, crack smoking. Of course, a lot of people in America are addicted to the television series Breaking Bad. And I have to say, I'm a fan of the series. And, there's our Skype line. It was wide open. It's all clacking. We'll get to that in moments. But Breaking Bad, of course, this AMC series about Walter White, the school teacher who comes down with cancer and ends up cooking methamphetamine, supposedly to help his family, and ends up spiraling down into just a terrible character. And it's a fascinating show. So I think a lot of people are certainly well aware of methamphetamine as the scourge. And no doubt, I mean, the effects of meth addiction are horrifying. The lost teeth, the picking, people pick at their skin. They think they've got bugs crawling on them and just horrible hallucinations and things like that. There's no doubt that these addictions are very, very profound for people, and the destruction that the chemicals can cause is horrifying. There's no doubt about that. But a lot of people have believed that the problem has been the chemicals. The blame is always put on the drugs. The drugs are destroying our children's lives. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's their life that sucks, or at least they perceive it as being awful, and that's why they turn to these drugs, whatever they might end up being. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, just this week, the brilliant city council has passed a prohibition on what are called synthetic drugs. So they may be marketed as synthetic marijuana or so-called bath salts. And of course, these things have really not much to do with marijuana in a lot of cases.
Or baths.
Or incense or whatever. And they also have very profound and possibly very dangerous, even life-threatening effects on the users. But as has been the case throughout the history of, recent last couple hundred years, prohibition has never worked. And you can take the products off the store shelves. Prohibition usually accomplishes that part. And that's why the parents in town that are you know, scared and upset about these drugs are patting themselves on the back right now, because the city council voted 15-0 to prohibit these synthetic drugs. So now the head shop on Main Street has had, and they claim they did it a month ago, but they've removed these products from their shelves, and any other store that is selling them will remove them from their shelves. And so everybody can just pretend like they've actually done something to improve people's lives. When the reality is, of course, that if somebody wants to escape, and if that's their reason for using the drugs, to find some semblance of fun in their life, to get away from whatever horrible things are, or they, whatever they believe is perturbing them in their lives, they're going to find it. They're going to go out there, they're going to find a dealer on the streets to acquire whatever it is, whether it's heroin, whether it's crack, whether it's bath salts, whether it's methamphetamine, they're going to find it.
They're
going to
huff gas. They're going to do the variety. They're going to do something.
In fact, you can put that person in a jail cell. You can force them into treatment. But as soon as that person is ready to end their addiction, that's the time when it's going to happen for them. You force them into prison, guess what? They're going to find the drugs in prison. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And what we found is the places in the world where they decriminalize the possession of certain types of drugs, the addiction of children, the use by children, young adults, diminishes in those areas. Can you believe they make the drug more available and fewer young people do it?
Well, not only young people, Mark, but addiction, period. Portugal, of course, is one of the best case studies in this. They have had decriminalization of all drugs, possession, small amounts, possession of all drugs in Portugal. And it's been that way for over a decade now. And the retrospectives have been absolutely fascinating. You look at 10 years later, Portugal has half the number of addicts. And that's not because they all OD'd. It's because the addicts are no longer afraid to get help. Because an addict, they may not be thinking rationally because of their addiction. An addict is frequently quite afraid of going and seeking help because they might think that the people that they're seeking help from will turn them in, that they'll end up getting a criminal record, they'll end up getting arrested, they'll end up having to spend time in jail or prison. And that's scary. So they don't do it. But if they know that it's not a crime anymore to do what they've been doing, to have the addiction that they've had, if they know it's not a crime, then they're not as afraid and as frightened of going to someone else and saying, I need help. And as a result of that, the addictions in Portugal have dropped by half. I mean, that's just huge. That's not a statistically insignificant number. That's shocking. That's tremendous. And people need to really consider this.
The biggest danger of the drug war is the drug war. When it comes to drugs, the biggest danger you face by far is getting caught with them, not using them. The fact is that it's a fraction of the people that die from overdoses from illegal drugs. It's a fraction of the people that die every year from legally prescribed, properly administered, properly taken prescription and over-the-counter drugs.
So, we'd love to get your thoughts, 855-450, for your thoughts on addiction and where it actually comes from. It looks like it actually comes from inside you based on your circumstances in life as opposed to the chemical itself. Let's go to Benjamin in California. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hey, Benjamin.
Hello, gentlemen. I wanted to discuss my experiences with two of your new advertisers.
Okay, great.
I think advertising is important to the market in disseminating ideas and bringing new products to consumers.
All right, shoot.
So the first one was ProXBN. I really liked the idea of really securing my internet connection and my web trafficking. And I got to say, ProXBN was easy to set up and has so far been easy to use. I haven't had any problems with it. I was worried that it might be a little too technical if I went ahead and set up our entire house, all the computers on it with the whole family.
And how cool is it that you can actually do the computers all on the same account? That I was shocked about.
All of the computers, all of our cell phones, it's fantastic. I was worried that it might be a little too technical to be usable for everybody. But it's easy.
And it doesn't cost any extra to put the extra computers on, right?
Exactly.
Not a dime in it. And if you use The coupon code FTL20, it's less than $5 a month. Well, it's essentially $5
yeah,
a month.
Right about it. For, it's like $4.99.
Like $4.99. Yeah.
So what about, that's good to know. So proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up. So what about the cash into coins? So far, all positive responses have been coming in from that.
Cash into coins, I've only done it once, and it was yesterday, but I kept some notes. So I thought, okay, I want to go buy some more Bitcoins because I just spent some and I wanted to replenish those. Mm-hmm. So at 2 o'clock, I said, oh, you know what, I'll buy more Bitcoins. Went onto their website, basically kind of placed my order. By 3 o'clock, I had ran a couple errands and stopped at the Wells Fargo and deposited the money because you deposit into a specific bank account.
Mm-hmm.
By 4 o'clock when I got home, I was able to send a photograph of the receipt to the specified email you're supposed to send it to. And by 5 o'clock, I had my Bitcoin. So
impressive.
It was a three-hour process, but two of those hours were me
that's
driving
fault,
there, doing other. Yeah, it was me.
You're so slowing everything down.
So you're saying it was about an hour max from the time when you sent the receipt?
It was less than an hour from the time I sent my photo to the time Bitcoins arrived in my blockchain wallet. And so it couldn't have been simpler. I like getting Bitcoins through BitInstant, but this was, and I couldn't imagine it. Oh, well, how much easier could it get? This is even easier. Yeah. So
awesome. We like it when things
looking
work.
Forward to that whole.
Yeah. We like it when things work the way they are intended to. And, thanks for the reviews. I certainly appreciate it. We didn't know, by the way, what he was going to say before.
No. It sounds like a setup call.
Yeah, it totally does. But thanks, Benjamin. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Crack cocaine, methamphetamine, commonly looked at as very, very addictive. But is it actually the person's living environment, the things that they have going on, or rather the lack of those things in their lives, that is really the primary factor? That's what some of the science is starting to point at, and I think that it makes total sense. And even I, was surprised by this.
And in a lot of cases, I mean, if you're looking at this as sort of a situation of hope, the people that have more hope, more things going on in their lives are less likely to be addicted to these substances in such a damaging way, then it harkens back to what we've been saying here on Free Talk Live over and over again, which is that the government and all of its regulations and rules that are meant there to meant to help people and keep them safe and all that stuff, really what they do most often is knock out the bottom rungs of the ladder of success so that people in the lowest circumstances have a very difficult time rising out of it.
We will come back with more, and you can share your thoughts, your experience, whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Am I arguing for legalizing drugs? You better believe it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.